You say it's the 29th of December. November. It's really bad. November. 1973, and it's Paul Cummings talking to George Siegel in his new studio. Renovated studio. New Jersey. Now, why don't we kind of start at the beginning? You were born in New York City. Did you have brothers and sisters? And tell me something about your family and what part of the city and where you grew up. Some kind of general background like that. Because I haven't been able to find any of that.
Pretty simple. Born in the Bronx. 1924.
26, you just had a birthday.
That's right. That's right. I have an older brother. He's 4 years older than mine. My father had been a kosher butcher in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
Went to elementary school there.
In the Bronx?
In the Bronx.
What part of the Bronx?
174th, just east of the concourse.
Mm-hmm.
And Stuyvesant High School.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was supposed to become a scientist.
Was that an early interest or inclination? Or
no, I was drawing all the way in elementary school, and my teachers told me I was undisciplined. Tested out okay in all the tests, and they said it was good for scientific research.
Mm-hmm.
Being an artist was disreputable.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't make a living at it. This was the
right.
Depth of depression.
Right. Right.
By that time. And supposed to be a big honor to be accepted into Stuyvesant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I went there.
Well, you know, just mentioning that, had you started drawing early on?
Yeah, I was. Took a lot of art in high school.
Well, no, but I mean, as a child, did you draw or not?
I was drawing, yeah, I was drawing, but never particularly encouraged at home.
Mm-hmm. They felt it was impractical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Parents knew immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
My father went from the butcher shop to chicken farm.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was couched in terms of simple survival.
Mm-hmm.
And people always have to eat.
Mm-hmm. Right. True, true. What about school? Were there any teachers that you found interesting or remember particularly enlightening or important to you?
Matter of fact, yes. I did a lot of bouncing around in schools after I got out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Did like art.
Mm-hmm.
Always felt very guilty about being interested in it.
For what reason? Because it wasn't practical?
My family kept down my throat to becoming material success.
Mm-hmm. Do something useful.
Do something useful that would make money. And they always kidded me. I was always, I was always scribbling or drawing, and there was not much use to that.
Mm-hmm.
So school became a private place.
Mm-hmm.
After high school, I spent a year in Cooper Union.
Mm-hmm.
And Delavante was my drawing teacher.
Oh, really?
A small, small gnome of a guy who was poetic and exalted, and made pronouncements that art was magical. And I thoroughly believed it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I found it amazing to find someone else in the world who had that same opinion.
How did you get to Cooper?
Same damn way I got to Stuyvesant. My parents had no money to send me to college.
Mm-hmm.
And you either get into